Hi there, whiny sissy. My name is Mistress Brighton, and I'm a good friend of your wife. And I have a little message for you. You've been annoying the unholy fuck out of your wife lately with all of your whining and complaining. And just, oh, my dear, dear sissy husband. Really? She's had enough of your nonsense. And really, she's probably had enough of having sex with you and having to put up with your mediocre size penis. Because let's face it, it's not the smallest dick, but it's not really all that big, and, well, sex with you has always been okay, but I think you may have opened Pandora's box when you told your wife that you wanted her to feminize you, turn you into her sissy husband, and dominate you. Well, that got the wheels turning, didn't it? That got her thinking about all that she could be getting that she wasn't. You guys role-played before, didn't you? Sex was okay, but sometimes she would role-play that she had a big dick lover that could satisfy her every whim and, of course, her pussy in ways that you could not. And, well, after that one night, small penis humiliation when she was role-playing that she left you for a man with a bigger dick, she decided to make her fantasy a reality. And so, you came home, and your wife was getting ready for a night out, except not with you. So, this is going to be your life now. This is what you have to accept. That you're annoying your wife, and your whining is only going to push her further away. Now, you don't want to be an annoyance, do you? You know that being a whiny sissy and throwing a tantrum is only going to get you into more trouble. I mean, after all you have to do is wear frilly pink panties and those cute little sissy maid outfits that your wife gets for you, and, well, she hasn't put you in chastity now, has she? Yet. And you wouldn't want her to, believe me. Because even those who have fantasies about having their penis locked up can tell you the agony of being locked away in a cock cage and not being able to masturbate or touch yourself or even come without permission. You know, I could suggest the idea to her that she should, in addition to making you prance around the house like a pink sissy, that she should lock you up in chastity. Unless, of course, you're going to behave. Are you going to behave, my sweet little sissy husband? Or are you going to be a bad sissy and get that penis locked up? The choice is yours. Would you like to discuss your sissy husband fantasy? I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-601-6975 is the number that you can reach me at. If you've liked this blog post, or if you haven't seen it and you'd like to read along, you can read more at cuckoldbootcamp.com. And if you'd like to read my blog, you can find more posts from me over at enchantrixtees mistressbrighton.com. Again, this is Mistress Brighton, and sweet dreams.